If you can see it or stream it
anywhere I need,
Gray will review it. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the movie Cinderella, so we had this question come up. We saw this survey. When you go to the grocery store, Gray, do you walk down, up and down every single aisle, or do you go and hit the spot you need and get it over with?
Oh, definitely the second one. In normal times, I am much more of a hunter, and occasionally, once in a blue moon, I will like walk into a Whole Foods when I'm feeling rich, and I'll be like, what do we have here in the sauce aisle? But I mean, that's like a real, real rare blue moon, y'all.
Okay, gotcha. All right, here's a clip now from the movie Cinderella. You're gonna know my
name. You're gonna know my name. Do you want to go to that ball?
Yes, I was just crying and singing about it like 2 minutes ago.
Camila, we love you. Yeah. So we have seen plenty of versions of Cinderella over the years, and the last live-action one that came out was exactly like the Disney animated cartoon. Mm-hmm. And this version of Cinderella could not be farther away from that. This is as different as it's ever going to get, and it stars the singer and songwriter Camila Cabello as Cinderella. And there are a lot of similarities, okay? Idina Menzel, the amazing Broadway star, is the evil stepmother, and they're evil stepsisters. But this time, Cinderella has a passion for fashion, y'all.
Ooh.
And she wants to design dresses, and she spends, like, a lot of time in this movie, like, teaching people about commerce.
Just exactly what you'd expect from Cinderella.
Well, it seems
and
like
her mice.
She's doing better than the original version, though, of just cleaning up after her stepsisters.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
She went back to school, got a degree.
Y'all, it's 2021. She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah. She still needs a man, though, doesn't she?
I mean, don't get crazy. Of course she does. So our Cinderella is definitely limited by what's going on in her life. You know, her father is still passed away and the evil stepmother and the blah, blah. But when a ball comes up, okay, there's a fabulous ball that's happening, the famous ball, and she knows that she's going to meet some investors there. And she shows up, and what she gets is an introduction to the wonderful prince. And so what I love about this movie is that, you know, when your little ones are watching this, they're going to be hearing lines like, you know, the prince is like, oh, I want you to be my princess. And she's like, but what about my work?
Exactly.
I know. So this feels modern. And there are a lot of songs in it, of course. There is Billy Porter that you may know from the show Pose. And it's fabulous. It's fun. I think that it is a very fresh take on a very old story. And I think that your kids are really going to like it and get some good lessons about, you know, business.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. It threw me off. I knew it wasn't the same Cinderella when one of the first clips I saw was the entire village dancing in harmony to Rhythm Nation.
I love it.
It was like, we're part of a Rhythm Nation.
Nice.
I had to look up and I'm like, did I type in Cinderella?
Listen, you know what? That's something that Janet Jackson doesn't want anybody to know. Cinderella is a part of the Rhythm Nation.
That's awesome. Okay. Gray Drake joins us every week to talk about the movies. And, of course, though, you can get your fix of Gray anytime you want because she's on YouTube, has her own channel. It's called The Gray Area, and Gray is spelled G-R-A-E.
Powered by caffeine. Fact-checked by whatever appears first in a Google search.
Gets me off to a great start.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.